Rashi says you have to have two people, you have to have three people who understand all the languages, they should be able to be mekablayis. You have to have two of those three who understand, they should be able to speak the language very well. And the third one is Ginuk, if he knows how to understand the language, he will be able to follow what the two dayanim are interrogating the Yid. But if you don't have two dayanim who speak all the languages fluently, and the third one who at least understands it well enough to follow through, then you cannot establish a bezin. You cannot have a bezin of Sanhedrin. How are you going to be done, cases? So the Chidushi Haran asks on Rashi, if you have already the three who speak all the languages fluently, how can you be Mekabalei the Ginuk Farshim from Ginuk 23? So apparently, it's up to Rashi holds like Rav Sadigan. Rashi holds like Rav Sadigan. So Shala had a Ramam holds. So Machlekes and Achoyim had a Ramam Shiku. Rashi apparently holds, and places also apparently holds like the Rav Sadigan. The Kabbalah says that Ginuk Farshim is really enough three Dayan against the Ramban. Apparently, that's how he learns the Pshat and Agimah. That the Choshishim Lalaz means if you start off with three, and the case we are afraid may develop into one that will need 23, so we'll have to, we may have to add on 20. So we already require the 20 now because Choshishim Lalaz. We're afraid that people maybe might see laws on the first three that they were Amorite. And that's why we have to supplement them by adding on another 20. And Kvorim Shoreshenim is also the same type of a Hashash, but only why we have to supplement them by adding on another 20. And Kvorim Shoreshenim is also the same type of a Hashash, but only in reverse order. If you start off with 23, and if some of them went away for some reason or another, now you're going to be done with less than the 23, people may think that we kicked out the first ones because they were not royal, or that they didn't know how to pass. That's the whole machlokes between Rab and Ula, basically the exact same Hashash, but in two variations, either this way or that way. That's what the Sefer Yoshua, it's Kroz Mid Rim, Yoshua Mzekazah. It's Kemat the same Shah. It's just that Yuchayish is Dafka this way, Yuchayish is Dafka that way. That's what the Rabbi Natan
learned. The three judges give the testimony to the witnesses, and then the 20 come along later. Will they repeat the testimony, or are they going to hear it from the other judges?
Then the three tell over, according to these Rashi and the Tosafos, that the three can be mekablayis of 23. Then they can already tell over to the other 20. They don't have to have the Yidden tell over again.
But then they can't,
interrogate. It's enough. That's what Rashi's opinion is, that it's enough if a bezin of three does the interrogation. Rashi holds, like the Rav Sadigan apparently, that the Kabbalah Seder is a universal din. Kabbalah Seder is always sufficient with three. We're going to have to discuss that at length. The rest of this case is, this long Tosafos Chesam and Beis is pretty complicated. But a good chunk of the Tosafos is very negeh halacha l'maaseh. The Yehuda is a long tshuva ayin Beis. But a shara halacha l'maaseh, it came up, it comes up every so often. Eishes ish zimso with a hakosh in the Yehuda. What's the halacha? So we're going to have to learn a good part of this Tosafos. And this question will come up again, we'll have to be Mevarer. Is Kabbalah Seder a function of the Bezin Hadan? The Bezin who is able to be done a case is Roy to be Mekabalatis. A Bezin of three is Roy Lodin Maminis. A Bezin of three is Roy Lekabalatis on Maminis. A Bezin of Chav Gimel is Roy Lodin the first. Then you need a Bezin of Chav Gimel to be Mekabalatis on the first. That's Ramban. And let's say you'll have a case where a Chad will be Kosha. Shaila of Yisiv Heta. Shaila of Eishi Sisha Zinso something. So what number of bezin do you need? How much of a bezin do you need to pass in on Dovah Shabir? You don't need any bezin of law? A Mayra Haro, no Shohanah, can pass in. So that Mayra Haro, who's kosher to pass in, is kosher to be Mekabalei, and is all by himself. That's if you hold like the Ramban, that's one mile. Let's talk of the Ramban Shitoso, the Pshimishkot writes in Shari Yosha. This Ramban Shitoso, Ramban says in Ksubis, in Shitin Kubetzis, on Daf Chof Beis, that when you have a Mumchal Rabin, who's done a Fili Yechidi, he can be Mekabalei, this Yechidi also. Rav Shimon writes in Shari Yosha, that's how the Rav also wants to assume Pshat Mashir, that perhaps this is all the Ramban Shitosa, that the Kabbalah Seder of any given case is a function of the Beis not done. Whoever can be done is Rav Kabbalah. Look at this, a Tosafos in Menachos, where Tosafos says in Perek Rabbi Shmuel, that whenever you need a Beis of Ayin Aleph, whenever you need a Sanhedrin Gdolah to pass in a case, let's say, Novi Asheker, Melech, whenever you need a Beis of Ayin Aleph, then you need all Ayin Aleph to be in the Kabbalah. That's what Tosafos says in Menachos, a final. So this is one sheet in Rishonim, one sheet in Posek. And then there's another completely different sheet that's Rav Sadigan and the Rashi and the Tosafos here, that it's not true, that Kabbalah Seder and the Rishonim and the sheet in Ksuvos Chof Beis disagree with that Ramban. That the halacha is that Kabbalah Seder is not a function of the Bezin Hadan in any given case. That Kabbalah Seder will sometimes need Ayin Aleph and sometimes Chof Gimel, sometimes Gimel, sometimes Echad. Kabbalah Seder is that din, Kabbalah Seder is bifnei Bezin. Kabbalah Seder always needs a Bezin of Gimel. Whatever the case is, whether you're being done melech, where the Gemara Din will need 70, the Masa Matin, where the Gemara Din will need 71, or the Nechoshis, a Mominis, Whenever you need a Kabbalah Seder, Kabbalah Seder is a beginning. It's a separate Allah, Kabbalah Seder is a beginning.
What about the
Don Yechidi? Don Yechidi will have to have it. Don Yechidi is when you pass based on the timing. But if you're going to have to be Mekabalah, then you need three Mekabalah. Unless they'll be Mekabalah. Unless they'll be like this, they don't have to be Mekabalah Akkad. Akkad is kosher. But let's say the Akkad is my father, my cousin, you have possible. He's in Mekabalah Possel of Dayan. So you can mekabel the chad that he should be royal mekabel as also. If he mekabel is good, but if they're not mekabel, then maybe he wouldn't be able to be mekabel aedus all by himself. That's a machlokes of a shenu v'feish. We're going to have to talk about this bariches, but get to the little part of the tesis that's nigel lalok. It's an ebenez and heteragunis. Machlokes and heteragunis. Let's say a shalav and agunis, a chacham, a person who knows halach, he can pass all by himself. But what about the aedim who come to testify that meiz baila? Do you have to be mekabel aedus with neivos and gimel, or the one chacham who can pass him, who's qualified to pass him, can be kabbalah aedus all by himself? So it's a very long pass, an omer aleph, in Simin Yud Zayin. Simin Yud Zayin is the longest simin in Shulchan Aruch, an old Dalit Kaz of Shulchan Aruch. So Simin Yud Zayin presents this machlokes. Not the Kaz. There's a big chalkas machlokes. The Kaz hardly says anything in it. It's a very big chalkas machlokes in Simin Yud Zayin, where he presents this machlokes apostle with a Kaz. And that's really a machlokes in Rishonim. It's not in our thesis. Where the Kabbalah Seder always needs a bezin of gimel. Well, no, Kabbalah says that each and every case is a function of being done that case. Wherever can be done the case is where the Kabbalah is.
So, where do you find it that he goes only on 3 and 23?
It was that little by Bezna that they have to be in the Kabbalah 8 p.m. the way you speak to them and also on somebody else.
How do you know that it's not that only 3
of these? If the Halacha says the Kabbalah says it's always done by Bezna of Gimel.
Where does the Halacha say that?
That's the Machlokes, the Rav Sadi going in the Rashi, in the Tesis, hold on now. Sadiyon claims that that's the Pshutish Lamikra and Alpishnaim Ashlosha Eidim. Very sure. And it says Alpishnaim Ashlosha Eidim. I don't know. That's what the Ramban Tan is. He says that Zichah doesn't fit into the Pshutish. The Droshas Chazal fits in already. It's half Kemat, half Pshat. Sadiyon is a Gansin, not Pshat. It's not Jerusalem, it's nothing. It doesn't fit in at all. That's what the Ramban Tan is. It's all wrong. Machlokes. That's the Machlokes. I want to say just a little bit about the Seder.
Now the Shir. Now the Shir on 428.81.
I'm curious. Masechus Sanhedrin. And that chesem days. The Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah on that base, on Aleph, that Dini Momenis require a bezin of 3 dayanim. Dini Nefashis require a bezin of 23 dayanim, Sanhedrin Tanim. In the case of Oinus HaMafateh, it's a case of Kanas of Dini Momenis. So it's clear that Onis Mefateh is sufficient with a Bezna of Shlosh. Of course, it's not like a Dini Momenis of Hedoyos Vahavoyos, where it's sufficient with 3 Hedyotis. Onis Mefateh, since it's a Din Terech Knas, so you require Shlosh Smuchim. And we have learned the Gemara before, on Chesem and Aleph, that although there is a Takonah Rabbanon, that a Mumchel Rabban Dana Pili Yechidi, but that doesn't apply to Knas. In a case of Knas, like Onis Mefateh, you definitely need Shlosh Smuchim. That we understand. But the Mishnah has a special machlokes in the case of Motzi Shemra. Ha'inus ha'mefateh ba'motzi shemra b'shloisha b'gur ha'meira. Meira says that Motzi Shemra is a dintera regarding Momen. Either it's a dintera about the ksuba. There's a shadow here between Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam. What exactly are we being done? So Rashi says that we're discussing whether the husband has to pay ksuba or not. So ksuba is just plain dina Momenis. You shouldn't even need shloisha smuchim. It should be sufficient with shloisha hediyot. I think one of the kashas that places had against Rashi. The first line in the Mishnah says, Dini Momenis b'shloisha min shloisha hedyotis, in the case of Hodeh Ezra Havots. And as you continue, you're speaking already about Knossos, so the Mishnah means that you need shloisha smuchim. So all of a sudden, Rashi learns, Ha'inus ha'mefateh b'hametzi shema b'shloisha means 2 different cases. Ha'inus ha'mefateh is Knoss, so that you need shloisha smuchim. Ha'mametzi shema is Momen, because we're just discussing Ksuba, but he has to pay now, so there is shloisha hedyotis. This was a taina that's one of the many tainas that Rabbi Natan had in the cases on Chesem and Aleph against Rashi. Rabbi the Talmud, Shat, and Moti Shema means what it usually means in Shas, in Mishnayos and in the Talmud. Moti Shema means when the husband finds that his wife was not faithful, and he brought Eidim Shezinsa, and somehow his Eidim were not accepted. If they're accepted, so you give Nisa, you give some kind of an Einish, or at least he make the wife lose her Ksuvah. For some reason or another, the Eidim was not accepted. And then the Torah has a special punishment for the husband that he has to pay, he has to pay 100 slum, 100 shkolim to the wife. So that's what the Mishnah is speaking about. When the Baal has to pay, the knas of Einus and Mefata is 50 shkolim, the Mefata the girl, and Mefata Shemra is to his own wife, he pays 100 shkolim. So that should be also Bishloisha Dayanim. Divrei Rav Meir, Rav Meir says that just like Einus and Mefata, Shloisha Dayanim, so Mefata Shemra is also Shloisha. So we don't, in this case, we don't pass like Rav Meir. Yochad V'Rav Meir, Lachad V'Rav Meir, pass like the Chachamim. The Chachamim Aymerim, that although Einus and Mefata, one can be done with Shloisha, Mefata Shemra requires Esim and Shloisha. Today, even though we're only discussing now the momentous aspect of the Motzi Shema, we're only discussing either the Pirush Rashi, the Hefsek Sudik, or the Pirush Abinatam, we're discussing the Chiyuv of Meyos Loim, that the husband has to pay for the wife in a case when he brought Eidim, and it turned out that his Eidim were not accepted, so we penalize him. So we're just discussing money, 100 Sloim, or the Ksuba is 50 Sloim. Nevertheless, the Rabbanah require Esim HaShloisha, you need a Bezdin that would be required for Dinin Nefashis. Sounds like because sometimes in the case of Motzi Shemra, you can have Din in the Nefashis. So the Gemara right away asks, so what? Because they could lead up to Din in the Nefashis is what? Right now, Lamaisa, there's no Din in the Nefashis. So the Gemara gave reasons why. Because Chayshishim Lalaz, Chayshishim Lefer, Mishal Rishonim, special reasons why the Rabbanon say in this case that you have to have 23 Dayan. Either because you already, Kredim Shavishon means you started off the case with 23 Dayanim. And then later on, the Dayanim see that this fellow, the husband, is a faker, that he has no Eidim, and his wife is not going to get any Misa. So the 20 Dayanim went away. Now you're left with 3 Dayanim. And now we want to be done, the Shaila of the Hefsed Aksuba, the Shaila of the Meir Sloim. So then we say, no, that since we started the interior with 23, so it's not proper to finish the case with less, because people would think that the earlier, the rest of the Dayanim was sent away because they're not qualified to be done. That's the pshat in Kodim Shavishan. And then Laz was another chashash. Different, we discussed before, Yom, the different pshat in Laz and Kodim Shavishan. In the details, it's a very detailed thesis here, in the details of working out exactly what's going on in the Gemara, so the Rabbi Natan came up with the following pshat. Usually when you learn Ksubas, you would never dream of such a chiddush. Ksubas are the pashtas when you learn the Gemara, you learn Chumash and Rashi. And you learn the Mishnayos and the Gemaras and Ksubas, you get the clear impression that the only time the husband is punished, if he brought charges against his wife Shezinsa, it turns out that the Eidim are not acceptable is, not some the Eidim are not acceptable. If the Eidim were Huzma, the husband brought Eidim, Shezinsa Ishto, and then later on we are Mazim the Eidim. What is Mazim? Hazom and Hakosh are two different things. Hakosh means two Eidim say Zinsa and two Eidim say Lo Zinsa. Or two Eidim say Zinsa and the other two Eidim say, we don't know whether Zinsa or not, but let's say they say the Baldova was in a different place. We don't know, maybe Zinsa on a different occasion, but Baldova was in a different place on that day, so you don't know what you're talking about. So that's Hakosh. Hazama is a different thing. So whenever you have a Hakosh, if two Adam say it happened, two Adam say it didn't happen, it's not true. So then it's a trick, so you don't know who's telling you the truth, so it's a Sofer. Hazama is something different. The Torah says, if the second pair of Adam come and say to the first pair of Eidim that you were with us, not the Baldova was with us. If they say that it didn't happen, it's not true, so then it's a suffix. We don't know whether the first Eidim are telling the truth or the second Eidim are telling the truth. If the second pair of Eidim say that the Isha was with us in a different city on that day, it's also Hakosh. The two Eidim say Zinsu B'mokim Plaini, and the other two Eidim say she wasn't B'mokim Plaini B'chol, that's Hakosh. But if the second pair of Eidim say to the first pair of Eidim that they, the first pair of Eidim, were B'mokim Plaini, they were in a different city on that day, then the Torah tells us a chiddush din, that we believe the second pair and we don't believe the first pair. Chiddush means it's an exception to the rule. The rule usually is that when you have trey with trey, you have two Eidim against two Eidim. So it's shkulim, so you don't know which ones to accept, whose testimony to accept. Here, if it's a case of hazomah, so the halacha says we accept the testimony of the second pair and we assume that the first pair will lie. That's the chiddush of hazomah. So normally, when we learn the Chumash, and we learn Chumash and Rashi, learn the Gemara, the Mishnayos and Ksubas, you get the clear impression that the only time the Baal has to pay, in the case of Motzi Shemra, is If the husband brings two aidin, two kosher aidin, looks to us, shezin so ishto. And later on, we are mazim the aidin habal, when it comes out, we believe the second pair, and we assume the first pair are lying, and we give a punishment to the first pair. They tried to kill the isha, so we're going to give them nisa. So then the Torah says, we have a din of mitzi shem asarin. What's the punishment for the husband? The punishment for the aidin is that they get nisa, because they were trying to give nisa to the isha. That's their avera for giving their aidin shekel. Kashazan and mazim shekel. What punishment do we give for the baal? He did a tremendous aver. He tried to bring charges against his wife. He brought charges, tried to get his wife killed. And he said such terrible lashon hara about his wife, shezin satakta. So what punishment does he give? Does he get? So the Torah gives three punishments, three parts. One part is the issue also that he gets malchus. One part is that he pays the mayor shloim. If someone's ma'anus and aira, he pays chamishim shloim, 50 shkol. And here in Motzi Shem against his own wife, so he has to pay mayor shloim. And in addition to these two, you have the malchus, and you have the mayor shloim. The Torah says, v'lo yisihi elish. And in addition to that, he's not allowed to divorce unless she wants to get rid of him, unless they both agree. But if she insists that she wants to remain with him, usually the husband, if he wants to divorce his wife, is goodbye. And in this case, if he divorces his wife, the bezin will force him to remarry him. The din is by Motzi Shem, v'lo yisihi elish, v'yuchu v'shal v'koyim. These are the three parts to the end. So the pashtus is, Rosh Pshat again, is that the only time the Baal gets this oinish is when the Eidim and his Kat Eidim are Huzmu. And Huzmu means a Chiddush HaTorah, that although it should have been a trey, you don't know whether to believe the first pair or to believe the second pair. Here the Torah is Mechadish, that you dafka believe the second pair. That's the Chiddush Din of Hazam. You believe the second pair, that the first pair were telling a lie, and that the woman was never Mizana, and the whole story is not true. Then we give the husband an oinish. For purposes of learning Pshat and Mizgimara, the Rabbi and Tam is forced into assuming that the case over here is that the husband is paying Meir Sloim, he's paying the punishment of Motzi Shema, even though the Eidim whom he brought were never Huzmu. They were just Hukhashu. The husband brings two Eidim who testify, Shezinsa Ishto Tachto, while they were married, she was Mizana while they were married, and she's Chayav Misa. And then another two Eidim come later on and say it's not true. Not that they're Mazim the first pair, they're just Makrish, and you don't really know who's telling the truth. So even in such a case, the Rabbi Tam says that the husband will be nenish. Not only in such a case will the husband be nenish when you have trey, the Rabbi Tam also, because of the way he learns the Gemara, he continues to learn the Hemshah HaSugya, is forced into assuming that even, let's say the husband just brought two Eidim, and nobody was ever Makrish the two Eidim. The two Eidim testify Shezin So Ishto. But the two Eidim contradict each other as far as the details of the case. One Eid says that the Eishes Ish was Mizana on Sunday, the first of the month. And the other Eid says, the same story, the Eishes Ish was Mizana, but it was Monday, the second of the month. They say about the one Mises Nus, not that they say, I don't know about your story, but she was Mizana on Monday. He says, I don't know about your story, but she was Mizana on Sunday. That's called Eidus Miuchedus. If you have two Eid Echos, two Eidim Yechidim, each Eid is testifying on another incident, but both leading to the same direction. That's called Eidus Miuchedus, it's a different story. Eidus Miuchedus is good in Ominous, and it's a shaila what the din is in Dovah Shabiyar, but Eidus Miuchedus is good in Dovah Shabiyar. It's a different case. But we're not talking about such a case. The two Eidim testify in Bezni that they were both there together when the woman was Mizana. She was only Mizana once, to their knowledge, and they were both there together, and one Eid says it happened on Sunday on Rosh Chodesh, and the other Eid says, not true. That Maaseh Nus that we both saw together didn't happen on Sunday and Rosh Chodesh, happened on Monday the second of the month. So in such a case also, the Rabbi Tam learns Pshat in the Hemshech HaGemara. In such a case, the Baal will also pay Meir Kesef. The Baal is punished that he has to pay Meir Kesef. The Rishonim disagree with the Rabbi Tam. How can it be? Nothing was proven to be not true. What's his assurance? What do you make him pay Meir Kesef? Just because his Eidim were either Hakosh of Trey or Trey, that the two Eidim of the Baal said Zinso, and another two Eidim said Loi Zinso, the Eidim were Hikrishu Zeh Zeh, as far as his man, when his man was. The Shvei Rabbi Natan, that's what he holds. We discuss. The Pashtus is, according to Rabbi Natan, everything will go together. It could be that Rashi, it could be that other Rishonim will disagree. But that's what the Rabbi Natan, we'll discuss it in a minute. The Rabbi Natan seems to learn the whole Loi Nishko. The whole story of Moshe Shemra goes, with Malkis, with the Momen, with the Loisi Elisha, everything goes together. That's what it seems.
It sounds like an additional guard against his supposedly making these charges.
Right. He shouldn't press charges unless he
else knows financial matter.
Right. Unless he knows in advance that it's Takoi's God. Unless he knows that his Eidim are going to say this story straight.
He's playing because the Eidim came with him, but the Eidim don't come with him. He's a
The Pashto says that there would never be any ownership of Moti Shemra if the Eidim came completely independently. We mentioned last time that one Tana says, one Tana, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says in Ksubis, in the first parak in Ksubis, that the only time the husband is punished with the Moti Shemra story is if we can prove that he hired the Eidim to give Eid a shekel and he paid them. If he paid them, and if he paid them less than a shekel, proof it's a suffix in the Gemara, what the din is. But he has to pay them for giving Eid a shekel. Although we do not accept that opinion, we pass on halacha even if you cannot prove that the husband paid them to give Eid a shekel. But still, the Pashto says it. It's only if he brought the Eidim. If it came on their own, the Pashto says that the husband will not be nanish. Only if it's clear that he was bringing these Eidim. He was pressing the charges against his wife. And it turned out that his Eidim were not offended. So that's the chiddush of the rabbi in the time. It's a gewaldige chiddush. The Pashto says that the husband only gets the punishment of the kashazamim in a situation of hazamim. The punishment of Moshe Shemra in the situation of hazam. And the rabbi in time is mechadish based on our Gemara that even if there's no hazam, even if there's just hakosha of trey trey or hakosha hikrish ze ze, the husband will still be nenash with the whole parasha of Moshe Shemra. So now the rabbi in time is bothered with a problem. So do Gemara fakir. Tosis and chesam and beis. Zav chesam and beis. Dibur hamaschil the heavy ha'ov. The beginning of the Tosis gets very involved. We'll have to discuss part of it later when we learn more Gemaras. The beginning of the Tosis gets very involved with the details of the Gemara. But about the last 15 lines of the Tosis, they discuss Vein Lahakshus L'Pirush Rabbein Tam. He has the following important comment. The Rabbein Tam learned Pshat in our Gemara again. Rabbi Natan Lom Shat, that if the husband brings two Eidim who say that Ishto is Zinsa, and they're makish each other, not that one Eid says Zinsa on Sunday, the other Eid says, I don't know about Sunday, but Zinsa on Monday, the other Eid says, I don't know about Monday, but Zinsa on Sunday. That's Eidis Mecheret, that's not called a Hakosh. But if a Kish is there, it means that they both say, we saw together Shazinsa. And one Eid Echad says, that's right, it happened on Sunday night, and Rosh Chodesh, the other one says, no, it happened on Monday night, the second of the month. So they're makish each other, so the Rabbi Natan Lom in such a case, the husband is punished and he has to pay. And they are kesef, and it gets the malchus, and it gets the loy seirish, toshib shah, gets the whole range. So the rabbin and tam is bothered, so they are the gemara fakir. The gemara says in Ksubis, what if a man is married to a ketana? A man is married to a girl, it's not a bas mitzvah. How can he be married to a girl, it's not a bas mitzvah? He mekadosh an isha, she has to have das. The father was mekadosh a girl. The father was mekadosh a kedushin, so be ketana, so kedushin be a reis. So the man is married to a ketana. Now what's the halach if a ketana shezinsa? An isha is isha zinsa. If the wife is mizana during erisin, during nisun, during marriage, she gets an oinish misa. If there's no oinish misa, she becomes asur al bailo. The whole world. What happens if the girl's a ketana? The wife is not even bas mitzvah. So an oinish misa is out of the question. An oinish misa doesn't apply. Ketana is a la bas onshin. A kotna ketana, a la bini onshin. What about the yisul al bailo? A loch of an isha isha zinsa. The maze is asur al bailo. Does that apply to a girl who's a ketana? The brat it's a machlek is the ramam and the raivim. The Rambam passes that a ketana shezinsa asur al baila, and the Ravid argues on the Rambam. The Rambam is based on the Yerushalmi. The Rambam is quoting a Yerushalmi, Masechta Sota, that a ketana shezinsa asur al baila, and the Ravid is massing on the Rambam. He said it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says beferish in Yivam is daf lamed aleph pitui ketana onesu, that a girl before bas mitzvah is considered acherish to the kotna ketana before bas mitzvah. The halacha declares them as a lav bar das. They're not considered fully responsible for things that they do. And even if they do a crime or they do some kind of an act, the mezid gomor, we consider it as if they didn't know what they were doing. We consider it bishoge. And the halacha says that an eishes ish, shezinsa, a woman who is married, who is mezana tachas bailo, becomes a sural bailo, that's only if zinsa b'mezid. What if zinsa b'rotzen? What if zinsa b'oines? What if nemsa? Someone comes and attacks the woman. And she doesn't become Asura Bala. That's the Bala's a cut. But normally she doesn't become an Eishes Ish and Enso. Or she's Zinsa B'Shegek. She didn't realize that she thought I was her husband. So then the Gemara said, Psukim, the Gemara learns about Psukim, that she does not become Asura Bala. So the Ravid is Masig on the Raman and Hilchos Sota that the Bavli holds Raker from the Yerushalmi. Why did the Raman pass him like the Yerushalmi? That a Ketana she's Zinsa B'Mezid. Asura Bala, if the Eishes Ish is a Ketana, she's Mizana. She won't get Misa because Akhtana is a Labba Sanch, but she does become Asur al Bailo, Midin Soita. Drag the Ravid, we don't pass like the Yerushalmi, we pass like the Bavli. That Pitu Akhtana, Ainusu, even if the Boel talked her into it, and Akhtana was Mizana Beratzin, they were Mafaka her into it, no one was Mahanis her, she went into it out of her own free will, we still consider it as an Ainus, and she's Muteris Labala. Achlek is the Ramam. The Ravid in the Shulchan Aruch, the two opinions are quoted La Aloha. Never comes up so much by us a ketana shezinsa. We don't have an eishes ish a ketana. It's not so common, but it's negeh redina for a shaita. It's more negeh. Let's say an eshes ish is not over. An eshes ish, she's a shtikla meshugana. And so let's say if she's mizana, she thought that was, she had amnesia, she forgot who she was. She thought that was a husband. Or she forgot that she was married, whatever. She didn't realize b'shas ma'is. So that's mamish b'shogit. That's mamish b'shogit. Sabari, she's mitaris b'bali. We're talking about a case, let's say she knew that this was not her husband. And she knows she's being mizana with somebody else, but she's glata meshugana. She's crazy how pidin, and halacha declares this woman as a shofar. So even though she knows what she's doing, she has the same halacha as aktana. Aktana also knows what she's doing. But the ravid sheet is, and that's how rov haposkim assume halacha, that aktana shezinsa muteres lebaila. So the Rebbe Kivega and the Pesach Teshuva and the end of Evanez point out this is negei lodina. It's a very common shayla that if a woman is mizana tachas baila and she's at sidreita, she's not all there, to the extent, not that the psychiatrist declare her as crazy, but the halacha declares her as amshugan. They don't always correspond. So if the halacha declares the woman as a lav bas da, so then we assume, we pass from halacha, nikaradin like the ravid, that pita ktana oinesu, and a cherish out of the cotton is all the same thing. Cherish means a person is retarded. Shaita means a person who's insane, and a kotten means a person before bar mitzvah. Salpidin, even though they know what they're doing, even though they really knew what they were doing, the person did the aver b'nezid gomor. We say that pita ktana oinus and the woman is mitaris lebat. That's how the Babli says. And the Rambam, for some reason or another, passes like the Rishon. Akasha, why? That's machlokes. And Rova Peskim assumed la loch like the Ravid, like the Babli, that a ktana or a chareshis or a shaita would be mitaris lebat even zin.
It's very unusual that he used the Rishon. Like what?
The Rambam. There are quite a few difficulties in Rambams. A lot of Rambams have a difficulty, seems to paskin against the Gemara. So whereas in past generations, the Achronim, the Meforshim, would try to figure out how the Rambam derived this from the Gemara, the Vilna Goyen showed that the Rambam has a different style. He paskins very, very often like Yerushalmis against Bavlis. Whenever the Bavli is very complicated, the Yerushalmi is very straightforward, so he'll paskin like the Yerushalmi even though it's against the Bavli.
Where should be tiny?
That's how the person can say cherish means a person is retarded.
Not just that.
The Gemara means cherish means she'en shemeh ve'en medaber. That's the sugi at the beginning of Chagiga daf Gimel and Beis. Eru shemeh ve'en medaber means he cannot be educated. So the quote from the Ksav Sefer that let's say you have a school for the deaf, the deaf mutes, and they're able to write, to do business, to do everything. Then he says al pidini has Allah like a baldas. Has nothing to do with the fact that he's. That he's a balmum. There's no halacha that a balmum is a lab right now. Halacha depends, but he's retarded or not. Because Zichron Yosef has a long tshuva there. Zichron Yosef.
Which Gemara in Babylon?
The Gemara is in Yevamos, not Lamedal. Yevamos, not Lamedal. The Gemara says that people ktana oinesim. That ktana shezim sabiratsim is mitaris lebal.
What does Zichron Yosef say?
Zichron Yosef has a long tshuva, the way he describes a retarded person. He didn't have words for this. He described a retarded person all the time in that state of mind. Then he describes a meshugane, psychotic, and he says that that's a shaita and that's a chesh. And he shows from Shulchan Aruch like that. He shows from Eben Ezra from the Beis Shmuel that if he didn't, even if a person can't talk, he's shamei, he's medaber, but he's retarded. So that's called a cheresh al pidin. And a shaita is something completely different. There's a difference in halacha because a cheresh has kiddushim in the rabbanim. Cheresh is a perik cheresh. In Yevamos, it's perik cheresh. A cheresh has kiddushim in the rabbanim. A shaita, the Gemara says, they were never misakim kiddushim in the rabbanim. Because that's ridiculous. What are they going to make? Einanim darim lochash b'kfi fa'achas. It's impossible to live with a shayt. So they were never masakan any kiddush in the rabbanah for a shayt. So the Gemara in Ksubis, and this is daf, and daf mem dalet, the Gemara in Ksubis is discussing such a case. A man is married to a ketana. How do you get married to a ketana? The girl's father is mekabel kiddush. If I marry a ketana, so then the din is the kiddush on hachal, if the girl has a father. And if the girl has no father, then the kiddush on hachal with a rabbanah. If the girl has a father, I can't be mekadosh her unless I go through the father. And if she's a yisai mektana, then it's called kiddush niyun. Then you can have kiddush no rabbanah. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a real kiddush no rais. A man gets married to a ketana with a raisa. He gave the ring to the girl's father and said, "Hari bitach mekudesh esfish a real eshesish." And then the girl goes and she's mezana, and the husband brings Aidin v'hasra, and he comes to Bezdin and he says, his wife, his ketana wife, was mezana tachtav during erusin. And then later on it comes out that the mazim, the edim of the Baal, the same chadgadya that happens, let's say, by a case when a man is married to a gdola. So if there would have been mazim, the husband's edim, they would give the husband the whole punishment of all three. He would get the malchus and the payment of the meir kesef and the loisi elisha. So the Gemara says, what if he's married to a ketana and he brought edim shezinsu, the whole works, and then the mazim, his edim, There's no punishment at all. There's no einish. Why? Because the pasuk says, it says the husband, the whole parasha goes like this. The husband brings eidim against the wife, she's insa. So it says, if it's true that she was takas insa, takas baila, then it says he gave the wife misa, and eish tisha zinsa, gets misa. And if it's not true, if the mazim liyori abal, then the Torah says the baal gets the three-part punishment, the malchus with the meo kesef, the loisi elish. So the Gemara darshins and subas that is one package deal. The only time the baal gets the yonesh of Moitzi Shamrach paying the meo sloim is if there was attempted murder, if he tried to kill his wife. If the eidim that he brought would have been good to give misa to the wife, except that later on there were mazim liyori. Later on, another pair of eidim came to amaze him the eidim abba. But Lamaisa, originally he attempted to give Nisa to his wife, so then as a punishment for the attempt to kill his wife, the Torah gives this three-part punishment. But if the wife had given Akhtana anyway, the wife wasn't even Bas Mitzvah, she got married, the father was Makadu L'Kesef Lushin. But since the Akhtana was a lot Bas Onshin, he couldn't have even given a Nisa if it would have been true. So even though now it comes out that it's not true, there was a terrible Lashon Hara story over here. We said that the Ketana was Mizana, but there was never any attempted Misa. So since there was no attempted Misa, there was no Einish of Maitzi Shem. That's a Gemara Ksuvah's Daf Mem Dal. That's what Tosfos.
But isn't the whole motivation of this whole thing Misa? Because otherwise you could just give her a divorce. I mean, if he wants to get out of this situation, it would seem that...
Either that, okay. That's how this Gemara.
They have to take
different considerations why people can make such a false accusation. Either to kill her or to be mafsik suba, or he wants to remain married with her, but she should know that she's kafuf to him. Baktana, yeah, they never attempted to give me. So this is the Gemara Ksuba's Daf Mem Dalet. Hamoti Shem Alaktana Potter. If the husband is married, the man is married to Akhtana, and he brought Eidim Shazinsa, and then later on the Eidim Habal Huznu, the husband doesn't get any Yoinish. Since the first Pasuk can never be Mekuyin, it can't be Mekayim, the Pasuk that says that if it's true, then she gets Nisa because she's a Lav Basanshin. So therefore the second parasha that says, and if it's not true, if you're Mazim the Eidim, then he gets his Yoinish, also doesn't apply. That's the Gemara in Ksuvah. Siddur HaGemara Fakir, that's the Gemara that we mentioned a few weeks ago. The Mishnah says in Erechim what the great punishment is for telling Lashon Hara. So take a look that Oynis and Mefata, a man attacks a girl. A man is Mefata a girl, so he only pays 50 shkolim. And over here we didn't attack anybody. He just said Lashon Hara, bashmutzed his wife. So he has to pay 100 shkolim, twice as much. The Mishnah stresses, look, that the Oynish, Godel, just said Lashnar against his wife is a bigger Einish than if he would have been Aysa Maisa, would have been Aysa Maisa. So the Rishonim asked, isn't it a steer between the Gemara and the Mishnah? The Mishnah Nerechim seems to say that the punishment of Moitzi Shemra that the Baal gets is a punishment for the Aver of Lashon Hara. Punishment for building up a whole case against the Baal for Lashon Hara. The Gemara in Ksuba seems to say that it's a punishment for attempted killing of the wife. So the Rishonim have three terutzim referring to this kashya. It's Nagel Aloch in this Rabbi Natam. So the Rabbi Natam in Tosis is going to say that the Iker is that it's an Einish for Lashon Hara. Whenever the Baal attacks his wife with Lashon Hara, and it turns out that the Eidus cannot give any Misa for whatever reason, either Huzmu, the Eidah HaBaal with Huzmu, or Hukfushu, Trey. Well, he krishu zeh. One erechet says zinsa on Sunday night, Rosh Chodesh. The other erechet says zinsa on Monday night, on the second day of Chodesh. So the Rabbi Natan says, any case of Lashon Hara like that, the Baal gets the onshin. The whole works. The Meir Kesef, the Malkus, the Loisei Elisha for the Lashon Hara. The Gemara says in Ksubis, Hamoiti Shema Raktana Patur, Kevin de la Mekaimo, Kevin de la Matzah Mekaim, Memesah, that sounds like the Yoinish is for attempted Nisa. So Tosis here gives a little bit of the teretz, but Tosis in Ksuvah explains a little more. No, the Einish is, for Lashon Hara. What if I say Lashon Hara about my wife, that she was Nensa? That's not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara means that my wife did something terrible. But if I say that somebody attacked her, so that's called Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara means, when the teretz says that you give an Einish to the Baal, for saying, for bashmutzing his wife, that's if he said his wife did some kind of an avla. But Hayois that the din is that Pita Ktana Oynis, so Igmar doesn't only mean Kevna Lamatzala Mekaima and Memesaya Adava Vesachlu, if you can't have Misa, so there was no attempted Misa, so then the Baal doesn't get an Oynis. Not only the Misa, it means he didn't even say the wife did anything wrong, she's the Haktana. Haktana is Pita Ktana Oynis, so it's as if he had said his wife was Mensa. So he'd never even bashmutzed his wife. It says Taka, it is Lashon Hara, it is Lashon Hara. If you say that someone's a Baal Mum, it's also Lashon Hara. Say that someone, the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Sefer, Lashon Hara is not only an Issa, if you say that someone is a Rasha, or a mean person, that there's something wrong with him, that he does out of his own free will, if you say the person has a Shvacha cup, or he has, let's say someone's Nagir to a Shidduch, and I tell a lie, and I say the guy has some sickness, some disease, and you should marry him, there's nothing wrong with the guy. Just I don't want him to be Zeichas for a good Shidduch. A pretty rich girl, something, and I say, don't marry the guy, he's sick. I have a Shvacha cup. So that's also Lashon Hara. It's also Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara would be if he said that his wife is a Ktana and she was in, so it would be Lashon Hara. But it's not the kind of Lashon Hara that you get the Yonish of Kashas, that you get the Yonish of Moitzi Shemer from. The only time the Torah gives the Yonish of Moitzi Shemer is if the Baal attacks his wife and he says that she was Zinsa Tachtoi. But if she's a Ktana, not only do you not have the Yonish of Misa, he never said Zinsa Tachtoi. It's like saying Nensa, because Peter Ktana innocent. That's how Rabbeinu Tam says the Teretz to the Stira. How can the Mishnah say in Erechin around Daf Yudalim? Daf Yud Gimel. The Mishnah says in Erechan Daf Yud Gimel that the Yoinish of Moitzi Shemer is a punishment for Lashon Hara, and the Gemara in Ksuba sounds like it's saying it's a punishment for attempted murder. It's only a Motzi L'Kaim or Memesar Yadav.
The Gemara over there asks the Kasha. The Gemara says maybe it's because it's something that leaves L'Misa. So yeah. The Gemara gives the Teretz. The Gemara says that because you see you have learned it out from the Meraglim, because the Dovar that they spoke, so, and also they learned it out because by Meraglim that the Ika Yoinish was because of Lashon Hara, because the word Dovar. So by Moitzi Shemer, because it also says, I think, in the pasuk the word davar. So they learn that for fair.
But the Yoinish is for Lashon Hara.
Yeah.
That's how the Rabbi in the Talmud. That's how the Rabbi in the Talmud. The Ramban in Ksubas HaMemdala talks about the same kasha. In Holtzfakert, he says that it's not. So he says, the Iker is the Gemara in Ksubas. That the Yoinish that the Baal gets, the whole package Yoinish that the husband gets, namely that he gets Malkus, and then he has to pay the Meir Keset. And then Veloy Siru Yisho, the whole Yoinish is because of attempted murder, because he tried to kill his wife. Not for Lashon Hara. I said, "Acha Mishnah Fakir." The whole sugi, psukim says this agadat. It's mus. Says the Mishnah in the Gemara, giving agadat and musar. You should see how great the yonish is for Lashon Hara, but it's not really al pi alach. It's not really them. It's the emes is that the yonish is for attempted murder. That's how the Rabbeinu Tam is just the opposite from the Rabbeinu Tam. The Ramban just the opposite from Rabbeinu Tam. The Ritva in Ksubas Daf Mendala suggests an einfall of a compromise that some achrayim have on their own. They didn't know the Ritva had. The Ritva says maybe you can be mechalek between the Malkus and the Momen. Maybe when the Mishnah says in Erechin that we punish him 100 shkolim for Lashon Hara, that's twice as much as I miss in the Fat Enes, but that's only 50 shkolim, and here you get for Lashon Hara you pay 100, that's taka true. That the Einish of Tashlume Momen is for the chet of Lashon Hara, for Bashmutzin is right, for saying that she did an Avi. But the Gemara that says in Ksubas Daf Mendala Hamoitzi Shemra Laktano Potur, that the only time the Baal is Nenash from Moitzi Shemra is when there was attempted Misa, that's the only time his name is with Malkus. The Malkus that the Baal gets is because he tried to kill his wife. It's something like Kasha Zaman. If Aidim tried to kill somebody else because of their Aidis, and then they're mazim them, so he said Kasha Zaman Maslo, he give them Misa. Here the Baal tried to kill his wife, so he give him Malkus. The Aidim are the ones who really sort of Eishlech
HaDvaravera.
Yeah, he got the Aidim to give the Aidim. So it's really a Kleen of Ein Shalich L'Dvar Avera. I rate somebody else on to do an Avera. So really, Ein Shalich L'Dvar Avera, the Aidim are the ones who did the Avera, so they talk to get the Misa. They talk. No, why not? A Poyo. Some days in Achor, yeah, Pashtus even if you pay money. No, Pashtus even if you pay money. Some days that if you pay money, has it been a Poyo, it's not a Shliya. And a poil does apply even shlich, it doesn't apply shlich. Yeah, they're different sheep, they're different sheep. The pashta says that it doesn't matter. So that's the question. Did the Gemara really say that by Akhtana he doesn't pay? The Gemara just says he's potter, so the Ritva says it just means that he's potter from the Malkus. But the Tashlumen of the Meir Kesef, he does pay. The Rabbeinu Tam says he doesn't pay and he doesn't get Malkus nothing. All the Yonshim have to go together, he can't split. That's the Pashtus. So he says, Zoktachidish over here, that he split. That sometimes you can have the Yonish of paying the Meir Kesef without having the Yonish of Malkus. Achrayim have such an ayin, and the Ritva has it. The Sheikh and the Betzel Sid is closer to the Ritva. The Pashto is here.
He gets all three, just Malkus again.
The Ritva. No, the Ritva gives you a case where the Baal said Lashon Hara about his wife, but there was no attempted misa. She was a Ktana, so he said that she did do an Avla. So he does pay the Mayor Kesef, and the Gemara says he's Pata from the Malkus.
What about the unassured one?
And the Rambam, I don't know. So I don't remember that he talks about the Leisi Lish. But the Pashtis, the Ramban and the Rabbi Natam, don't go for the compromise. They say either you have the whole Oinish, or you don't have the whole Oinish. Either you have it or you don't have. You don't compromise. You don't say that part of the Yonshin come for this and part of the Yonshin come for that. So that's the Machlokes. The three Shitas La'alocha, the Rabbi Natam Shita, both in Ksubas and here. And Ksubas Tesis explains it a little more than here. Rabbi Natam Shita is that the only time the Baal gets any of the Yonshin of Motzi Shemra is if there was attempted Misa. And whenever there's no, the Baal gets the Yonish for the Lashon Hara. Learns like the Mishnah in Erechim, the Baal gets the Yonish for the Lashon Hara. Has nothing to do with attempted Misa. Either Gemara says, HaMotzi Shemra L'Ktana Patur, because if it would have been true, you wouldn't have given Misa to the Ktana. So no, it's Lavdavki, it means it's not even Lashon Hara, it's a different thing. It's not Lashon Hara, but it's not, he didn't bashmutz his wife. That's how the Rabbi Natam says. So this is how the Rabbi Natam for emphasis the Kasha on his Shita. Rabbi Natam says in our Gemara, because of the details of the sugya, Rabbi Natam is forced to say the following din. Again, we learned before. The Baal brings two Edim, Shezinsa Ishta. And the two Edim say both Zinsa, but one says it happened on Sunday night, one says, no, it happened on Monday night. The Makhe Shekhishu Zeh, when the Maisa's Nus happened. So Rabbi Natam learns Pshat in our Gemara that in such a case, the Baal does pay Meir Kesef. Why? So we learned the last time, because the Yonish of Meir Kesef is because of the Aver of Lashon Hara, exactly like the Mishnah says in Erechim. Fek Teisviz, Vei Lahakshas Lepirish Rabbi Natam. Teisviz says, you shouldn't ask on Daf Ches on the base, towards the end of the Hevi Ho'ov Eidim V'Hizimim. So they have the line ends with those three words, Vei Lahakshas Lepirish Rabbi Natam. You shouldn't ask according to Rabbi Natam. The Abaye Yilukul Amaroi D'Lekamon, according to all the Amaroi in the Gemara. You have a case where the Baal brought Eidim who were not good for giving an Einish Misa to his wife. If the Eidim would have stayed like that, he would never give Misa to the wife. And nevertheless, we say that the husband has to pay Meir Kesef. The Tosfos says, how can you say the husband pays? That he gets the punishment of Motzi Shemra. Hakayim Olam B'Ksubis, the Gemara says, whenever cannot come, whatever could not have led up to Chiyav Miso, the Yomim Perek Nairo, the Gemara says in Ksuvah, that's the fourth Perek in Ksuvah, Nairo Shem Espatza, HaMotzi Shemra L'Ktanov, the husband is married, the wife is a Ktanov, means a Kedushin Derais, not a Kedushin Rabban, talking about an Eishish Derais, Potter, the husband doesn't get any Yonish, even if you're Mazim the Yonim, why? Kevin de L'Motzi L'Mekayim, and Emes HaYadov, and the Soklus, you see, doesn't it appear from that Gemara in Ksuvah Mem Dalet, that the Yonish of Motzi Shemra is for attempted killing, for attempted murder, not for Lashon Hara. So for attempted murder, the whole Gemara over here doesn't make any sense. Where was the attempted murder? The Baal brought Eidim al-Hatchila that we knew in the first place that would never be good for an Oinish Misa. We're always going to have more cases. The Baal brought Eidim who said they never gave a Hasra. Other cases like that. That we know in the beginning, we know from Pharaoh, it's not going to be any Oinish Misa. So how can, even if you're Mazin those Eidim, how can the Baal ever pay Meir Kesef? It's up to us for Yesh Leimar. That's not true. The Iker is really like the Mishnah in Erechim. That the Einish of Motzi Shemra is for the Lashon Hara. And that Gemara and Ksubis Mendala, but that pasuk is only aptur, only amiut for Ktana. The Mehai Taimo, that Drosh and Ksubis, the Mematin and Alaktano, the Labas Onshin Klaal. Only Mehai Ktana doesn't mean that the Einish of Motzi Shemra only comes in a case where there was attempted murder. It means that by Ktana, that's how Taisus fills in Ksubis a little more than over here. If the wife is a Ktana, he didn't even bashmutzer, because Peter Ktana is, it's like saying Ishti Nens. He didn't say anything. Ishtinense, there's no Hetzor Hashem. Havol, alright, so that part of Rabbi Natam is Nishgefala. That in Ksuvah is there three Shitas. There's Tosfos Shita and the Ramban Shita, the opposites, and the Ritva with the compromise. So that part of Rabbi Natam is Nishgefala to say, like the Pashtas HaMishnah and Erechin, that the Yoinish of Motzi Shemra comes for the Chet of Lashon Hara. However, Havol Nira Deichik, but the other part of Rabbi Natam, that's very Shver. This is very Deichik, Mashapirish Rabbi Natam, the Hakosh of Aloy HaZomeh, Chayav Meir Slayim. That's so shver. That's against the pashtus of all the Mishnayos and all the Gemaras and Sugas. That if the Baal brings Eidim, and another two Eidim are makrish them, and you don't know whether the Baal's Eidim are telling the truth or the others are telling the truth. Maybe the Baal's Eidim are telling the truth. And in such a case, the Baal has to get the Yonish of Motzi Shemra. The Baal brings two Eidim who contradict each other. One says it was on Sunday night, the other on Shpatzach HaNov was on Monday night. Then in that case also, the Baal gets the Onish. That's very strange. The Pashtus is that the Baal only gets the Onish when there's Hazam. So they just say they don't understand. That's the Shvera, that's the weak spot of the Rabbin and Tam's Pshat. But that thesis continues. With Tzvich Malayim, you have to go again. What did the Rabbin and Tam say? Rabbin and Tam gave you a case in this Gemara. The Baal brings two Eidim, Shezinsa Ishto. And the Eidim say, we were there together, with Basachas, when the wife was Mizaneh, but they makrish each other. One insists that it was Sunday night, and the other Eidechen insists that it was Monday night. So the Rabbin and Tam learns in such a case that the Baal is punished with an Oynish of Moitzi Shemer. So Tosha says, what's the story with the wife? Is she Muteres al Baal or Asur al Baal? What is the Oynish over here? We're punishing the husband for the Lashon Hara, for bashmutzing his wife. What's for Lashon Hara? If the husband has two Eidim, let's say the husband, what's the Oynish of Lashon Hara? An Eid Echad comes and testifies that somebody was Mechal Shabbos. He was not allowed to testify. That's Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim quotes the Gemara. That's Lashon Hara. So here too, the husband should not have brought the Eidim to Beis Din unless he knew in advance that he was sure he has a case. If it turns out later on that the Eidim are makrish each other, he should have known that in advance and he shouldn't have brought them to Beis Din. The Freik Tosis Akasha, what are you talking about? But the husband has to bring the Eidim to Beis Din. One Eid Echad says that she was in some Sunday night. The other Eid Echad says she was in some Monday night. So that's a hakosh in hakirin. In this man, when did this news happen? That's a hakosh. So when I can give it, we can't give any yonish of misa. What about the story? Is the woman asur al bailo or meteres al bailo? If the woman is asur al bailo, it's the chadin of eshes ishizinsa, asur al bailo. Forget about giving the woman an eshes ishizinsa, it's chayeves misa. But she only gets, it's very hard to give misa. How are you going to get misa? So you have to have dafke hasro, and the whole thing doesn't apply bismanazeh. Let's say bismanazeh. Bismanazeh, the thing is nogeya to whether the woman is meteres al bailo or not. And Eishes Ishes in Setachas Baal, the Ratzon becomes a Soita, and a Soita Asur al Baal, it's a love, it's an Isarese, it's an Isalah. So what would be the din? Bismanazah Allah Alamaisa. Two Eidim come to Beis Din, and they both say Zinsa. This Eishes Ishes Zinsa, we were both there by Basach. He was not allowed to testify. That's Lashon Hara. The Chafetz Chaim quotes the Gemara. That's Lashon Hara. So here too, the husband should not have brought the Eidim to Beis Din unless he knew in advance that he was sure he has a case. If it turns out later on that the Eidim are Makhish Shishata, he should have known that in advance and he shouldn't have brought them to Beis Din. The Freik Tosis Akasha, what are you talking about? But the husband has to bring the Eidim to Beis Din. One Eid Echad says that she was in some Sunday night. The other Eid Echad says she was in some Monday night. So that's a hakasha in hakirin. In this man, when did this news happen? That's a hakasha. So we're not can give, we can't give any yoinish of misa. What about the story? Is the woman asur al bailo on the terrace of the bailo? If the woman is asur al bailo, so chadin of eshes ishizin, so asur al bailo. Forget about giving the woman an eshes ishizin, so it's chayevis misa. But she only gets, it's very hard to give misa. How are you going to get misa? So you have to have davke hasro. And the whole thing doesn't apply, bismanazer. Let's say bismanazer. Bismanazer, the thing is no geya to whether the woman is muteris lebailo or not. And eshes ishes in satachas bailo. Beratzon becomes a soita. And a soita asur al bailo. It's a lav, it's an isarese, it's an isalav. So what would be the din? Bismanazer, Allah alamaisa. Two Adam come to Bezin, and they both say zinsa. This eshes ish was zinsa. We were both there bebasach. But they makhish each other when she was zinsa. Was she zinsa on Sunday night? Or was she zinsa on Monday night? So hakoshin hakiris, would it pass liatis or not? Hakoshin hakiris passes liatis for dinin nefoshes. So you can't give any misa. But bismanazem, we're not going to give any misa anyway. We have no beis hamikdash, and we have no sanhedrin, and we have no smicha. So we don't give any dinin nefoshes anyway. We just want to know, would the woman be asur al bailo? So that's what Tosis wants to know. So Tosis says, if the woman will be asur al bailo, so what do you mean the husband of Kitana Naveri, that he should have checked that in advance? And if he knows that the Eidim are going to be makdish each other, he shouldn't have brought the Eidim to Bezin. What do you mean you shouldn't bring the Eidim? It's the Chafrum Yid. He has to bring the Eidim to Bezin to establish that his wife is Asur Olam, and he says he wants to give his wife a get. He has to give his wife a get. Right, right.
It's not the Dover Shabeva anymore. The Isha. Only if it's Misha, then it's not Shabeva.
No, there are three dinim. Dinim ominous need to aid him, dinim nefashis need to aid him, and dovah shebierva needs to aid him. Dovah shebierva is learned out dovah dovah mi momin. Just like momin it says, by nefashis it says, al pishnayim o shlosh eidim yumas ameis. By momin it says, al pishnayim o shlosh eidim yopim dovah. And by dovah shebierva it says, kimotzebo ervas dovah. So the Gemara Darshan is on the way of dafim gitim, dovah dovah mi momin. Just like momin is, you need two kosher aidim, so too by dovah shebierva to establish the nation's issue. Oh, so that's a shaila. What if it kishu zeze? What's the halacha? If it kishu zeze, would the woman be asur al bailo? What's the halacha? So the rabbi in town, Tosfos says, if you say that the woman is asur al bailo, when you have two eidim who testify she's in son, they makrish each other, so what do you mean the husband should be punished? Aside from the difficulty, the weak spot in the rabbi in town, that there was no hazama. Alright, if I found the rabbi in town, you don't need a hazama. If you have hekishu zeze, so the rabbi in town holds the husband is punished for the lashon hara. He should have known in advance not to bring the Eidim. Whenever he brings Eidim, and it turns out that they're no good to give miso, so he did an Avera in bringing the Eidim. The Avera was Lashon Hara.
He brought the Eidim. He didn't bring the Eidim to make her also on him. He brought the Eidim because he wanted her that she should get miso.
How do we know?
Because he wanted to get it, but there's a question.
How do we know? No, maybe
he
just...
He would have brought the Eidim, come testify, I bring the Eidim, she should be also to me.
Okay.
Like you just said. But here, the thing is to get her miso. So he has to make a good chakira dishah. If he doesn't make, that's why they don't get me. That way he doesn't.
No, but you can't say that the Baal did an aver of Lashon Hara that he brought the Eidim to Beis Din. He had to bring the Eidim to Beis Din. Maybe he shouldn't have made it so dramatic. He shouldn't have advertised. Shouldn't have said, "I need 23 dayanim." Should have asked for three. But the Etzim bringing of the Eidim to Beis Din, that wasn't an aver that he was supposed to bring to be mevarde asur al bailo.
And if he's a Korean.
If he's taka koyin, yeah, that's the shayla. Let's say if he's a koyin and hikrishu zeze. That's the same shayla, hikrishu zeze. But the shayla is, what if hikrishu zeze? He brings Eidim, they're makhish each other. One says that, let's say a koyin brings Eidim to Bezin, she nenso ishto. But one says nenso on Sunday night, the other one says, no, it's nenso on Monday night, and they're both there together. They're makhish each other, not Eidis Mechel. Eidis Mechel is another shayla. But Eidus Mecheres is good for Dovah Shabiyev. It's a different Shaila Mishan. What about here? It's not a Shaila of Eidus Mecheres. They say we were there together, Bishaste Oines or Bishaste Znus, and one says it was Sunday night, one says it was Monday night. What's the din? So Tosfos says, let's just read it inside. But Tzichim Loim, but Apirush Rabbi Natam, you must say, according to this Rabbi Natam, Shehim Uteres Lebailo,
You must say the woman is mutaris lebayla kishelo kivnu edusam or kishehukchashu. If the Edom are makrish each other, or if another pair of Edom are makrish them, you must say the woman is mutaris lebayla. The lav hochi, because if you're not going to say the woman is mutaris lebayla, she's asura. So what do you tell me? The husband deserves a punishment for bringing the Edom in the first place. Why is he punished? Fakir is mukhib to bring the Edom. The lav hochi, hechem echayv meis loim. What does Rabbeinu Tam mean? What does this mean? What does that mean? This is a shaila. What does Rabbeinu Tam mean? So let me just explain. This is a shaila. In the third perek in Ksubis, that's perek Elanaris. Third perek in Ksubis gives you all the dinim of Oynes and Mefat. And the fourth perek, Naris and Espatzo, starts off with Oynes and Mefat again, and then it continues with the dinim of Moitzi Shema into the next bit, second or third mishnah, and the fourth perek in Ksubis. In the beginning of the third perek of Ksubis, it says Elanaris Yeshlam Knas. That Ha'ama'anes es anayro, Ha'amafat es anayro, has to pay knas of Chamishim Shkol. So the Halacha says, the Mishnah makes a distinction, there's several distinctions between Anis and Mafat. One of them is, Ha'ama'anes es anayro, in addition to paying the Chamishim Shkol, also has a din of Eloi Se'ilish. By Mafat, there's no din of Eloi Se'ilish. Mafat does mean, Stam, that he finds himself a Zayin and he's Mezana with it. She agreed on her own, she was just as willing as he was. The boss is Eshul, what do you make him pay? The fatah means that she really wasn't interested in the first place. But he was ma'aneser, but he was ma'aneser, mamish. He didn't mamish forser. He hacked that shiny until he made it crazy, until she finally agreed. It's also a form of oinus. But it wasn't an oinus mamish. He didn't mamish attack her. It's a lighter form of oinus. But it's also an oinus. It doesn't stam mean they both agreed on their own. Stam, two people on mezana, there's no din of mefat. It has nothing to do with mefat. So the Mishnah makes a distinction based on the Pesukim Chumash between Ma'anes and the Fata, that by Ma'anes you have a din of Lo Yisi Elisha, in addition to the Knas of the Chamishim Shkolim, the Torah has another din that if she wants, if she insists, he has to marry her. And by Mefata you don't have that din. Even though Mefata was also Kemat the same as Ma'anes, but the first din it wasn't exactly the same. So you only have the Yonish of Chamishim Shkolim, and you don't have the Knas, you don't have the aspect of Lo Yisi Elisha. So in the Gemara, the first Mishnah in Gemara have a machlokes on the Choftes in Elu Nairis. What's the din if somebody was mefat a mamzeres? Somebody, let's say, was ma'anes. Someone was ma'anes a mamzeres, or a kohen was ma'anes a grusha, or something like that. So you cannot have the din of Eloi Silish. What do you mean? He has to marry her. If she insists, he's not allowed to marry her. The Gemara explains why you don't say yesa deicha lo tesa over here. Come on, Daf Nema Mrali says it doesn't apply. Because if she would say lo bino, she says, I don't care to marry him, then you don't have the whole mitzvah says. So since if she would say, Loi Bino, there's no mitzvah says, this is... The Gemara says, therefore, the Esed Dechel Esed doesn't apply, whatever that means. The Rishonim explain what that means. That's the Gemara. Esed Dechel Esed doesn't apply. So whenever the woman is an Isha who has Surah Olov, you can't apply Veloi Seili Isha. So the Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanoim. What about the Knas of Chamishim Shkol? Do you say that this is one package deal? Either you have the full Knas or you have nothing. Or do you say, no, even though you can't have Veloi Seili Isha, but whatever you can have, namely the payment of the 50 shkolim, that einish you do have. And the loisei elisha you can't have, so you won't have. Nishgefel, so you won't have. That's a machlokes. So the Gemara quotes on the first daf, and the first Mishnah says, Eilu narish yeshlam knas, even if the girl is an isha who asura olov, it's a kohen who is ma'anis a grusha, or it's a yisrael who is ma'anis a mamzeres, and so on. It's still the Mishnah says that yeshlam knas. And the Gemara on the base quotes the Brisa, the Rav Shimon ben Menasseh disagrees, and he says, since loikrinim be loisei elisha, since you don't have that part of the punishment, so you don't have the other part of paying the chamishim kesef. So the Gemara only quotes the machlokes hatanoim by a case of oinus. Can you have half of the oinish without the other half? What's the story by Moitzi Shema? By Moitzi Shema, you have an oinish with three parts to it. You have the mayor kesef, and you have the malchus, and you have the loy seilish. So the ritvot, if ketan achidish, that you can have one without the other. You can have the payment of the mammon for the loshen hara, even though you won't have any malchus because there was no attempted murder. It's the ritvot achidish. But let's leave out the Ritzvah. Let's assume like the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban, that you don't distinguish like that. Either you have both onshin, you don't have. So what's the story with the Lo Yisi Elisha? Do you say that Moitzi Shemra is the same
as
Oynus? That it's the same Achlokes HaTanoim? And we paskin that you can have the Oynus even though you don't have a Lo Yisi Elisha? Or do you say no, that maybe over here, everybody would agree to Rav Shimon ben Menasseh, that whenever you can have a Lo Yisi Elisha, then you don't even have the Knas of Chamish. Now, this is a deal that Achrayim talk about. Minchas Chino talks about it, and the Orta Me'achal Ramam talks about it. What's the din? What's the story regarding Moitzi Shemra in a case where you cannot have that part of the punishment of Lo Yisi Elisha? Do you have the punishment of Malkus with the Me'or Kesef? Can you have part of the Yonish without the other? By Yonis, we pass him like the Mishnah against Rav Shimon ben Menasseh. That even by Yisho HaPsulo, Yesh Knas HaPsulo, you have to pay the Knas. Even though you can't have the Lois Yerish. So the Shaila is, what's the din over here by Moetz Hashem? So the Min Haschina quotes our thesis. Our thesis says, Tzichim Leimar, again, what we just learned, Tzichim Leimar, the Pirish Abin Tam, Shehi Muteres Lebailo, Kishlo Kibnei Dusim, Av Kishu Kishu, you must say that she's Muteres, the Yilav Hochi, if the woman is Asur Al Bailo, so the literal reading of the thesis reads, Hechi Mechayev Mei Asloim, Holo Krina Bevo Lo Yisilish. So the simple translation of the thesis sounds like, even though by Oines we pass like the Mishnah, that Yesh Oines, Lipsuloi, that you pay Yesh Knas Lipsulos, you pay the moment, even though you don't have a Lois of the Yisha, but it sounds from the Rabbeinu Tam, that by Moetz Shemra, we would hold that if you can't have Lekrina Bebe, Lois of the Yisha, then you don't have the Knas of the Meir Sloi. That's how the Min Haschina says. The thesis holds that there's a Chilek between Oines, based on Psuk and the Loshan Apos, that by Oines you can't have the Knas moment without the Lois of the Yisha, and by Moetz Shemra you can't. The Pashtus and Taisus, you don't necessarily have to learn like that. You can learn the way we said all along, the way we were learning. The Rabbeinu Tam Shita, we presented before the three Shitas for the basic Oynish of Moetz Shemra. So the Ramban Shita is that's an Agarata there, Maseches Erev. That's the Divrei Musa, Vagode, what the Chaymer HaAveir of Loshon Hara is. But the Iker Oynish of Moetz Shemra that we punish the husband is because of the attempted murder, because he tried to kill his wife. Rabbeinu Tam is just the opposite. He says, no, the Mishnah is the real shot. The Moetz Shemra Oynish is because of the Lashon Hara. And the Gemara that says, Lekrina Beiv, Lemekaima, Lematz, Lemekaima, Memesai Adavah, the Soklu means that there was no Hatzor Shemra. It's like saying Ishti Nenso. If the wife is a Ketana, it's like saying Ishti Nenso, because Pita Ketana is. And the Ritzvah makes the compromise. So the Pashtus in the Rabbeinu Tam is not necessarily like the Minhasana. Simply Rabbeinu Tam is like this. What is the Oynish for Moetz Shemra? What are we manishing for the Lashon Hara? What Lashon Hara? Stachein Shleich Advar Aver, before it, he's the one who brought the Edom to Bezin, and he's the one who built up the, he trumped up the whole case, he trumped up the whole charges against his wife. So Bamed V'mamur, when can you say that he gets an Oynish? If he wasn't supposed to bring this Edom to Bezin, he should have sat home. If he sees it, he should check in advance, and if he sees he doesn't have any case, he has nothing built up against his wife, let him not come to Bezin. That's like the Gemara Mesuchim, Tuvi Yechoto, V'zigud Mingud. You're not allowed to come to give, you're not allowed to bring aiders or testify in Bezin, if you know that it's not going to lead to anything.
If he knows that she's
Zinsa,
is she also to him without the aiders?
Yeah, if he knows on his own, yeah. Shavi Anav Shechatit, listen, means he sees. I mean, he sees that Zinsa. Yeah, he sees with his own eyes. Then the Gemara says, Shavi Anav Shechatit, listen. Shaila is Bizman Azeh. The Ramah has two sheepes in Ebenezer. What about Bizman Azeh? They have a chair in the Rabbeinu Gerishom. Shalol Garish Sishta Bal Korcho. So maybe you only say Shavi Anav Shechatich Disura if you are the Baile. So since Bizman HaTalmud, the husband can divorce his wife, there's nothing wrong. You can divorce his wife. It's not right. But Nikir Adin, you can divorce his wife. So then you can say, as a Baile, Shavi Anav Shechatich Disura, he says that the wife was Mizan Asura love and she's Asura. Maybe Bizman HaZeh that the Rabbeinu Gerishom made a chair that you're not permitted to be Megarish Bal Korcho. So you're no longer a bailam on this just to get rid of your wife so easily. So maybe even if he comes and he says, I know, Shishti's in, so maybe it's not called anafshe. Because he's already negated to somebody else. He's already saying that his wife is asura olav. His man on Mishnah also, he's saying on the wife that she's asura olav. But if he wants to, he could have gotten rid of her without this whole story. So therefore you say shayv anafshe. Maybe his man is that, it's not called anafshe. That's the Ramah quotes of Machlokes and Rishonim. After the Chemer Rabbeinu Gerishom, maybe the Dinshi. Not shayv anafshe.
Sunday, Monday, Adam.
Right.
Even if they're turned out to be, you can't do it, it doesn't work to ensure it, it's still like a Torah. Whether it's accurate or not, you're kind of exposing.
You must add on. You have to say that whenever you have a hakosha in Hakiris, never the two Adam contradict each other as to when the maisiness occurred, the woman will be muteris lebailo. Why? The Yilav Hochi tells me, because if not, so if you're going to say the woman is Asura by law, how can you say the husband is punished? There's not going to be any Velaysi Elish. So just again, to translate that line, the Minchas Chinat lines Pshad, that here everybody holds like Hashim and Ben Menasseh. If the woman is, let's say the following case, let's say a man is married to a Mamzeres. He wasn't supposed to marry her, but finally a Kohen goes ahead and he marries a Gush. So the Allah is at the Kiddush and Achal. The Kiddush and Atopsin, we pass from Allah, the Kiddush and Atopsin, he's not allowed to live with her, he has to give a get. But Kol Zman didn't give a get, the woman is an Eishes Ish. So what happens in such a case? A Kohen is married to a Grusha, or Yisrael Kosher is married to Mamzeres, and then the fellow comes in and he brings Adam, the husband brings Adam to Bezdin, that Ishta Zimsa Tachto, and they're going to give her Misa. Ishta Zimsa Tachto, doesn't matter whether she's a Mamzeres Yisrael or a Grusha Lekohen, she's still an Eishes Ish. And Zimsa Zimsa, she's Chai Misa. Then later on we're Mazin Li Adam. Would the Baal have to pay in that case the Meir Kesef? Solomon Hasinach and the Yarsamech make a whole tuple of Samachlikas, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam, they say. The Rabbeinu Tam is right over here. This is the Rabbeinu Tam and the Hasinach says. Rabbeinu Tam says the Feirish, that whenever you can't have the Leisi Eliyishu, whenever you can't have the full Oynish, that he's stuck with the wife. Here you can't say he's stuck with the wife. He has to divorce her anyway. Is that Kohen living with a Grusha? Or he's still living with a Mamzer? So since he can't have a Leisi Eliyishu, we would hold here like Abshim and Ben Menasseh. Everybody would hold that you don't have the Oynish. So I just said, I don't think that you necessarily have to learn pshat like the Minhal Sinach. You can say much more easily pshat in Taizis. The Rabbeinu Tam doesn't mean such a fancy kavon. It means pasha, the oynish of the husband. The whole oynish that the Moit Hashem gets is because he made a whole case of Lashon Hara against his wife. The Gival, there's no Lashon Hara, he's mechuyiv to bring the Edom to Bezin. If these Edom are valid as far as asking the woman, I'll buy it, he has to bring Edom to Bezin to testify that he's not allowed to live with his wife. So he didn't do any aver by bringing the Edom. Pasha pshat is that's what the Rabbeinu Tam meant over here. He cannot penalize that, he didn't do anything wrong. Fakir, he did what he's supposed to do. So Taisi says, according to this, Rabbi Natan is gedrungen from this Gemara, you see the Feirish, that if you have a hakoshe in the details as to when this nus happened, not only will it not be an Einish of Misa, she will not be Asurah by V'yesh lomo mikan, from here we can derive the following din. The Osu Eidem Yomru, Eishes Ploine Zins, and that Taisi makes a giant step. From this din, so far all you see from the Rabbeinu Tam is that if Adam come and they testify this Eishes is Zins the Tachas Bailo, we were both there together when Zins. But they fight with each other. When it happened, he says it happened in Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah. He says it happened on Pesach, a complete steer of Gluya. When it happened, but they say they were there. But Vasachas the Zins, it's a Hakosh. So Tosis points out the Rabbeinu Tam holds the woman will be Muteris LeBailo. Now Tosis makes a giant step and adds on another knesh. They hold that logically this is Hobe Hotalia. What's the halacha when Adam come in the first place and they say Eish Esish Zin Satachas Bail? This woman who's married to Reuven was Mizana with somebody else. And the Bezin tells him, you were both there? Yes. You were watching? Yes. She was Mizana? Yes. Beratzen? Yes. She was drunk? No. She knew what she was doing? Yes. She knew it wasn't husband? Yes. Sure. Did they have to ask the Adam when it happened? The Rabbeinu Tam, you just see that if the Eidim volunteered the information and they said, and they were fighting with each other, and one Eid said that it happened on Pesach, and one Eid said that it happened on Sukkot, and there's a contradiction, then the woman will be Muteris Labayla. But the Rabbeinu Tam never said, do you have to ask the Eidim in the first place when it happened? So Tosfos says, V'yesh Luma Mikan, we can derive from this Rabbeinu Tam one step further, that you have to ask the also Eidim of Eidim come and they testify the Yomu. Eishes Ponies in, so they testify and say that the Eishes Ish was Mazana, that the Bezin has to interrogate them before we pass them that the woman is Asur Al-Bal. The boy, Idrisha V'chakir, Eishra Al-Bal, we must interrogate them. Why? Because if you hold that you don't need Idrisha V'chakir, you don't have to ask him when it happened. So even if they volunteer the information on their own, Stachla Malav Lo Moirid. So what do you mean there's a Hakosh as to when it happened? Just disregard what they said. What do I care that he says it happened on Pesach, he says it happened on Sukkot. And what if he'll say that it was snowing outside? That's also part of the Eidus. It's not relevant. Whatever is not necessary is not relevant. Whatever is not relevant is not part of the Eidus. So if you have two Eidim who testify, Eish, Eish, Zinsa, we were both there watching one Maisa's nus when she was Mizana, Berots and Goma, Bemezid, and so on. And one Eid says it happened on Sukkot, one Eid says it happens on Pesach, we should disregard this man. If you don't have to ask them, if Bezin doesn't have a dinner with Rishon HaKira, that they have to interrogate the Eidim in the first place, then even if the Eidim volunteer the information, it should also not count. It should not be called a Hakosh. So from the fact that the Rabbeinu Tam claims, when the Eidim are makhish each other, the woman is Meteres Labayla, is a Beferi Shiraya, that's what Teres says, a Beferi Shiraya, that you have to ask them that information in the first place. Otherwise, even if they would have volunteered it, it wouldn't parcel up the Eidim.
Not only the date, but snow, you would have to say, did both of you want? What if it turned out only one warning?
For the woman becoming Asura al-Bailo, you don't need the warning. Let's say, for Misa, you need Hasra. But just to become Asura al-Bailo, you have to know that she did it amazing, that she knew what she was doing, that she wasn't drunk or anything like that.
What if?
Okay, that's a question. Tesis in the beginning of Makkos raises such a question. So Tesis says that you have cases where Eidish Yati Achalazim is good. It doesn't necessarily have to be a universal psul. It could be that whenever the halacha doesn't require Rishon HaKira, so then there's no psul of Eidish Yati Achalazim. That's what Tesis says in Makkos, the first Tesis in Makkos.
What if the husband knows beforehand?
The two days in Makkos.
And
this time, that's Nerev Yehuda's time. The Nerev Yehuda has your time. There's a long tshuva in the Nerev Yehuda. In Nerev Yehuda Chelek Aleph, Chelek Yerudeya, Simon Ayin Beis. This is a very famous tshuva. This was a tshuva that was sent. There's a whole maisa with this tshuva. There was a maisa that Talmud Chacham was married to a woman who, there was a shayla whether she was mezana tachas bayla. And then she's Talmud Chacham. There was a shayla whether she was mezana tachas bayla. So there were Edom who testified that she was mezana, but the Edom were makish each other about the details, and the Edom weren't such kosher Edom. Who's going to be there in the bedroom when the woman was mezana? What kind of characters were there? So they themselves were not such gevaldige kosher Edom. So there was a big shayla. So the husband, whose wife, the one, the baldover alein, who was, the suffix was on him, whether he has to divorce his wife or not, Paskin, who's the Talmud Chacham, Paskin that the woman is muteris lebayla for five reasons. Five time in lahem. So the Baal Shem Tov and the Nerev Yehuda were both in town then, and they both held that the woman was asur al bayla. So the Baal Shem Tov made a whole fuss about it, and this husband, the Talmud Chacham, whose wife was under the shadow, whether she was mezana in such a way that asur al bayla, he was episode Makurev la Malkus. And he got the local governor, whoever it was, the local parrots, to make Akzeira Knast, that whoever says that his wife was Mizana, the Moshe Shemran, and the rabbi's wife, will be penalized or put him in prison.
The Rabbanan said that this should be considered, this should fall under that
Rabbi used the word substantial evidence. Now, before you...
I'm going to kill him, then he runs into the room, we hear a shriek, and then he runs out of the room, and the knife is dripping with blood, and then we find a dead body. But maybe someone else killed him.
Right.
Maybe he took that someone else and killed him. In that case, the mercy of the king gave him the caution. That's not good enough for the caution to a moment. If there is a possibility that there may have been somebody else there. But if it doesn't look at all that there was anybody else there, it's 100% clear that there was nobody else there, he's the only one, no trap doors, no hidden rooms over there. And even though they didn't see the actual act of these things themselves, the Gemara says it would be good for the Pasha and for Mamun.
I would say.
And the Rambam distinguishes him for the Pasha, no need for Mamun.
I would say that when you say, follow the Moira, it's easy to decide.